Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
How's that for some cowbell?
So Pink has cowbell,
huh? I think I do hear some cowbell in there.
You just wanted to play Pink.
I do. I like Pink.
Good stuff.
I think she's really talented. Absolutely. And there's cowbell in it.
Can't go wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Had to find it, though. Not the whole song. See, I need songs with cowbell from stem to stern, you know?
Stem to stern.
You're such a nerd. That's
a real countryism.
We had a really dark conversation during the news break. I don't know how it came up, but Chernobyl, the Chernobyl nuclear explosion in 1986 came up.
Not a light topic.
Not really.
It's just what you talk about when you're sitting around with friends.
Well, and I was telling Jesse.
So how about that radiation, huh?
Well, this is going to make some people angry. I was living over there when Chernobyl occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing a lot of people don't know is that the winds after the explosion blew west, not east. And I was in the fallout zone of the Chernobyl mishap, whatever you want to call it.
It explains so much. Yep.
Dan.
Well, before you guys go making jokes, I've lost at least two friends to cancer.
Oh.
And one has just been diagnosed with cancer.
Hmm.
And I was telling Commander Reed, I said, you know, I wonder sometimes if, you know, because we were in that fallout zone, if you will, what was then West Germany, it wasn't a unified Germany at the time, what was then West Germany was definitely in the fallout zone of the Chernobyl incident, whatever you want to call it, explosion. And I wonder sometimes, is it just happenstance that two of my friends ended up getting, two that I know of, ended up getting cancer and dying at a very early age, and now a third has been diagnosed with cancer in her early 50s, or is it just life?
Residents of Germany still, or?
No, soldiers' kids.
DOD kids, okay.
Yeah, DOD kids. So I wonder, you know, I mean, what was the, no pun intended, what was the fallout from that disaster?
Mm-hmm. And you get up here at this seasoned era, you start thinking about those things.
Yeah, you do. Life is short, man.
Start filling out paperwork.
So it's funny you mentioned that. Did I mention yesterday that I'd gone in to do my will?
You did indeed.
Okay, then I won't bore you guys again with the same story. But I did. I mean, I went in there yesterday to where Commander Reed works and started doing my will. And that was really weird.
You did your will at the airport?
we're not going to talk about.
I'm kidding.
So
I'm not an attorney, by the way.
He has another job outside of flying planes. And I went there and started filling out my will. And I'm literally sitting there thinking, this is, I told the guy, the lawyer that I was with, his name also happened to be Scott. I'm like, this is the most morbid conversation I think I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, we're divvying up stuff, right?
You never did answer who's getting the Blue Stafford robe.
Nobody wants the Blue Stafford robe.
That's going to be donated to some type of society.
I'm still wondering how you got holes underneath the right armpit. Were you like speed walking in this thing for 35 years? Chafing?
It's been 35 years that I've owned this robe.
You know what you should do?
I feel it a victory. When I get Sam to laugh, I feel like I've
done
something.
You should take some pictures and contact Stafford, whoever owns them now.
I want a refund.
And say, I have the greatest product you ever created.
It's like the Million Mile Club for Toyota. If you hit a million miles on a Toyota, they'll send you a new Toyota.
Will they?
Ooh, maybe you can get a new Blue Stafford robe.
Okay,
that
so
would be a day.
So Stafford still does make
blue robes.
Yes.
Why would they have stopped?
They're $54.97.
Outrageous!
Wow!
I bet that thing cost you $15 back in the day.
Not it even did. That.
When I was at KU, it was probably $15 at JCPenney.
Oh, you bought it in college?
Yes. This sweatshirt that I'm wearing, I bought in college. It's cozy.
Where's your orange one, by the way?
And stylish.
Sam, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, did something happen?
So I wore this blue sweatshirt yesterday, yeah. And I wasn't going to wear it again 2 days in a row. So I went looking for the orange Adidas sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I couldn't find it was when you guys all made fun of me on Halloween and everybody at the office dressed like Scott Parks.
We honored you.
You made fun of
me.
You made fun of me. And so I went to the closet where I have about 12 hoodied sweatshirts.
Do you hang them?
No.
Oh.
And I could not find the orange robe. The last time I couldn't find the orange robe was when T hid it on Halloween so that everybody could wear blue sweatshirts to work and dress as Scott Parks.
And match you. Mm-hmm.
So I called her and I said, okay, where's the orange robe? Have you hidden it again?
Sweatshirt.
Yeah. Yeah, beg your pardon. And she goes, I have not hidden it this time. I swear to God.
Oh.
So I don't know where the orange sweatshirt is.
Gremlins.
It's where all your left socks are.
Have you
checked? It's not funny, Jesse.
Have you checked the laundry?
Yeah. I do laundry every day. We don't use the hamper.
An alternate universe where all unmatched socks go.
In Western Shawnee, the washer and dryer are in the primary closet.
I mean, did you check
closet, not the secondary closet?
One must not leave the room to do laundry.
Did you check the dry cleaners? Don't you have these dry cleaned?
No. Of course not, Dan.
Maybe it's on the ironing board. Maybe you meant to iron it and you got distracted.
Can you see it?
So if you ask the cleaner.
Extra starch on my sweatshirt,
But I tell you guys this yesterday, and forgive me if I'm repeating myself. As we were going through, like, you know, all the 401k and the other investments, did I tell you guys this? The one thing that he asked me, he said, what of importance do you want to designate to each of your daughters? And when my dad died, you know, he obviously had been in the military.
This is the dog tag, right?
Never mind. I already told you. Okay.
Here's what you do. You create a shadow box.
There you go.
And you put the dog tag in there. You put some other items of your father's in there. That way it becomes one heirloom. And then you can designate that to somebody. And they can share it. Your girls can share it. Custody.
Your first line of succession for the dog tag,
I think it's Sarah.
Whoever, which one of you happens to bless this earth longer, if Steven lives beyond you, he needs to get the other dog tag.
So he's got the other one.
We're going biblical lineage here.
Bring the pair back together.
Ooh.
That idea was brought up on the text line yesterday. I didn't think it was half bad, and we'd already talked, you know, beating that horse.
Well, sorry. I didn't mean to bring it back up. I didn't remember if I told you off the air or on the air. I can't remember. Why does Scott sound like he smells like a high school locker room?
Wow, very evocative.
What does a high school locker room smell like?
Ooh, is that a jock strap?
Do you not know?
Does it smell like dirty clothes and sweaty socks, or does it smell like
a 35-year-old Blue Stafford
shaving
robe?
Cream and
can we leave it with the Blue root. Stafford robe? I rue the day I even told you guys
yesterday.
No, I mentioned it years ago that I have a Blue Stafford robe that I bought from JCPenney's.
And we've not let him forget it.
Oh, my God.
You rue it.
There's a lot of ruing going on.
I do rue it.
You know what it smells like? Teen spirit.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavenly.
Ugh. Gross.
Do you not have a robe?
Smells like his airline seat.
I do not. I no longer wear a robe.
Are you above a robe?
I'm out of a robe.
That's stanky.
Would you like a robe for Christmas?
No, thank you.
It's got holes on the right armpit.
Wouldn't give him my robe.
Thank you.
I just imagine like a brisk walk to the trash can and mailbox every morning.
I don't have a
lifestyle. Shave.
I don't live a lifestyle that I need to wear a robe. So
when I'm in a robe, I'm barely moving. There's not going to be any holes being generated under the armpits. Not reaching for things. I'm not
coming up. I'm sitting with like we will talk coffee. About a topic.
Yeah.
He burned right through those armpits. That's what happened.
All right. Here's your topic. Should there be an age limit for driving?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a new survey out. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, story here. A new study has found that more than half of Americans think that there should be a limit on how old you could be to drive a car, despite more than half of them seeing older drivers just as safe, if not safer, as younger drivers. A new study conducted by LendingTree found that 61% of Americans, and they surveyed more than 2,000 people, so this is a legitimate poll, found that more than 61% of Americans believe there should be a legally defined maximum age for driving a car, with more than half of them who said yes believing it should be between the ages of 70 and 84. Among those who said yes, 29% said it should be under the age of 70, 19% said it should be between the ages of 70 and 74, and 75 and 79, so 19% for both, 17% said 80 to 84, while 9% said 85, and 7% said over the age of 85. My mother is 80. She's a damn good driver.
Yeah. Doesn't go over the speed limit.
Never.
Never gets lost.
Never drives on a highway. except on Sundays when she goes to church in Lansing.
I said before the break, yes.
Have you rethought it?
Rethought it. There should be a age where it is mandatory to retake the driving test every 2 years, every 5 years. I don't know what the perfect interval is. We can figure that out when we get there. But say you hit 75, and after 75, you have to take the driving test every 5 years. And maybe once you get to 85, it becomes every 2 years. Because Mary Beth's grandparents are 91 and 92 years old. They are entirely independent
people. Are you about to talk yourself out of the family here?
They drive themselves to the grocery store. They drive themselves to doctor's appointments. They are fully independent people with no problems whatsoever. I have full confidence that if they were to go into the DMV tomorrow and take a driver's test, they would pass it with flying colors. However, I have grandparents, and some have passed, who I would not have trusted behind the wheel for my life.
Yeah.
At, 80. So really, it's dependent on the individual. It's dependent on, quite frankly, their brain chemistry. Has dementia set in? Because we see those silver alerts of guys that, or gals that go to the grocery store and forget what they're doing, and they never come home. You find them like four states away.
I mean, the two biggest dangers to someone behind the wheel: cognitive ability. So, are you all there or not? And distraction.
Well, I thought you would say substance abuse.
Well, I mean, I guess you could call that a form of distraction or cognitive ability. When you're under substance abuse, you're cognitively not capable of driving.
Fair point.
To me, those are the two criteria. Are you going to distract yourself? So you could argue there's just as many drivers that are way younger that are more dangerous than someone who's in their 90s because they're staring at their cell phone and trying to Snapchat while they drive.
Or put on their makeup.
I see it all the time. I'm head on a swivel now. When I'm at a stoplight, I'm looking around at who's the threat. And you can usually tell because you'll see someone whose eyeballs are out of the, mm-hmm. looking around them. And mm-hmm. then you see the person who's got their phone in their hand and is talking to it. And I just make a mental note, I'm going to stay away from that car.
But Sam, to follow up on your point, if we're going to test, let's make the age 77, okay? Any time you come in to get your driver's license every 2-3 years, whatever it is, you have to go out and we're going to put somebody in the car. By the way, that's going to cost money.
Yeah. You want to drive?
Okay.
Cost money to get your license renewed now.
True, but I don't have to go out at 54. I don't have to go out to my car and prove to you that I can drive a car.
Well, you probably should.
I'm a very safe driver, Sam.
You are actually very annoyingly safe.
Thank you.
When I'm in your passenger seat, I'm like, dude, just go.
I want to make sure that we get there alive.
It is the skinny one on the right, brother.
Are you the one who at the red light, and I do this.
Yes, I look both ways.
Once it turns green, I give it one potato, two potato.
Absolutely. And then I cross. Because I don't trust...
That's the guy who's going to kill you.
And I'm not saying you. I'm using a collective view here. I don't trust you that you're going to stop when you see that light turn yellow.
Yeah.
And so, yes, when I'm at a stoplight and I'm in the front, okay, if I'm like 3-4 cars back, I figure if somebody's going to get hit, they already got hit. But if I'm in the front, absolutely, I'll look left, look right. Okay, looks good. Then I'll go.
It's the California pause, because in California, if you go when the light turns green, you will be
You're dead.
You get guaranteed.
You're dead.
Yeah.
And so here's my point. If we should test people, because by the way, this survey found that those who were questioned distrust younger drivers more than they distrust old drivers.
I'm in that camp.
So I am too. So if we're going to test people when they're 80, 82 years old, 84, whatever, should we not have a test every 2-3 years for somebody who's 17, 19, 21, 23?
Well, considering what I've seen on the roads, I don't think that's a half bad idea.
Where's the money going to come from?
I actually didn't even have to take a driver's test.
I don't recall ever having to take a test myself.
I took driver's ed, and that qualified as my driver's test.
You didn't take a written test?
Well, yeah.
I took a 8-hour course. I did it because I wanted cheaper insurance, and it was insanely the discount if you took driver's ed was insane.
Yeah,
especially as a young man. And so I took an 8-hour course, and then I had to do 8 hours of driving. And I just walked in with that paperwork, and they handed me a driver's license.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say my oldest over the last summer did driver's ed, and it was more than just 8 hours. It was several weeks worth of classes on the weekend.
It's always the football coach.
Is it?
Have you ever noticed that?
Who's teaching it?
Yes.
Side gig?
It's always the football coach.
But we talked about that bus driver yesterday, 95 years old, says he feels worse not driving than he feels
which
driving.
Which was a weird thing to say. But the problem I have with that is now you're driving, but you're in charge of the safety of numerous other people. Like, if it's just him behind the wheel of his Buick,
Why did it have to be?
I just felt like that's the car a 95-year-old would drive.
Maybe it's Cadillac.
Buick Skylark.
Buick Skylark. 913-586-7798. Should there be an age limit on how old you can be before you have to give up the keys?
And will that age limit, if we do put a hard line at, say, 75 years old, actually be bad for that senior? I'll tell you why I think so.
913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. She is back next week. Hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and Friday. And Jake Jeffries, Jake the Phone Snake from the Johnny Dare Morning Show, will be filling in tomorrow afternoon.
Very quickly, tomorrow afternoon, we will also be doing
Cranberry
Gratitude Wednesday.
A Gratitude Wednesday from 5 to 6, that is correct.
And the Cranberry Flop.
And the Cranberry Challenge.
I've heard about this.
Have you not heard it?
I've not heard it.
Sam, I'm going to grab John here real quick. Can you find us the Cranberry Challenge?
Don't mind if I do.
annual tradition here on the program. John in Leawood. John, hello.
Hey, guys. Great show as always. Oh, appreciate the opportunity to weigh in. I think that it's all about competency and it's not about age. And I think it goes both ways. I think that maybe when you get above 80, checking back in every 2 years, making sure that you have all of your wits about you and stuff and are still driving well is appropriate. But I think it's also true that if you're under 25, even though you got your license, say at 16, you should still come in every 2 years to make sure that you haven't developed any bad habits and that you're still a competent driver. Being younger than, say, 25, because I've seen some really bad drivers under 25 and really great drivers above 80.
Great point.
Yep.
My mother, to go back and revisit that topic for a moment, my mother is 80 years old. She is a really good driver. Now, she's like me. She doesn't like to be on highways. Almost always obeys the speed limit. And I'm just careful that way. Well, and if that makes me a bad driver in your book, Sam, don't ask me to take you to Sailors anymore.
It's That's just right. We sat at that stop sign for so long, and there were so many windows. I appreciated it. I held it in. You didn't hear about it until now.
My job was to get you to your destination safely and in one piece.
Fantastic job.
Thank you.
Now, if we were to set a hard line at 75 years old, I mentioned before the break, that might actually be a detriment to that senior, and I'll tell you why. If you don't use it, you lose it. And I'm referencing the brain. Senior and elder loneliness is a huge problem. There are a lot of grandparents out there, people getting up into their 70s and 80s, where their kids don't go and see them as often as they should. Their grandkids don't go and see them as often as they should. And I'm not pointing any fingers because I am that grandkid that doesn't go and see his grandparents enough. And I recognize it, and I still don't do anything about it. And sorry, Grandma, if you're listening, I really am sorry. If you take away the ability for them to go and maintain their social life, and their kids aren't coming to see them, their grandkids aren't coming to see them, and they're not coming to take them to fulfill that social life, the increased likelihood of dementia will be so high, I can't even put a number to it.
Well, not only that, but I mean, as long as you're competent enough to drive, say Margaret of Shawnee, how is my mother, if there was like this hard, fast rule that once you turn 80, you lose your driving privileges, which I don't agree with. How's my mom to get groceries? Do you think St. Margaret of Shawnee knows how to use Uber Eats?
Well, no, that would be where you would have to step up or pay somebody.
What if my mom had moved to Sun City, Arizona to retire and nobody lives around her that she's related to?
Right.
Then she's on her own?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fair. Now, I'm all for if somebody has lost the ability to drive properly, you know, and God forbid I ever have to have that conversation with my mom, where my brother and I decide we got to take the keys, that's going to be awkward. And I don't envy any of you who've had to have that conversation with your parents.
From the text line, I am 96 years old. I just got my driver's license renewed, and I fully expected to have to take the driving test. All they did was test my eyesight. At 96, I would be in favor of a mandatory test after 80 years old.
There you go.
I'm okay with a mandatory test. What I'm not in favor of is a hard and fast rule that when you turn 80 or 85 or whatever it is, that automatically, because of your age, you lose your driving privileges. Now, if you're a danger on the road, then of course. But if you're my mom, Maggie, you can't drive down to the corner grocery store to get some milk on Thanksgiving morning because you're 80 years old? That's not fair.
Do you think they could do something kind of like they do for 14 and 15-year-olds? So like a 15-year-old is on a restricted where they only have certain things they can drive to? Like a restricted license, you can only drive to school and back. You can only drive to...
Can you imagine telling, though, an 80-year-old person,
I'm just,
you know, you've lived this life, you fought in a war, you know, you've paid taxes for 65 years, and all of a sudden we're going to tell you where you can drive. You can drive to the grocery store. You can drive to church. You can drive to your doctor's office. And that's it.
I didn't say I was in favor of that.
Sounded like it to me, Commander.
I think we've been talking about this topic for, what, 15 minutes now?
Yes.
I don't think any of the three of us are in favor of a mandatory you can't drive age. We like it to be a little bit more...
Nuanced.
Exactly. Nuanced. Great word.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Phil in Kansas City. Phil, hello.
Hello, guys. Thanks for letting me talk. I've been a police officer for 24 years, and I couldn't agree more with what you guys said. It never should be just a blank age and you can't drive. As long as you can prove that you can operate a vehicle in a safe manner, that's all that matters, regardless of your age. But some of the most dangerous drivers I've ever encountered in my life have been people that are elderly. And, of course, it's not their fault. They sometimes have diminished capabilities mentally or physically, and they quite honestly don't know that they're driving is dangerous. So I personally believe that at 80, maybe every 2 years, the states Kansas and Missouri should implement that you have to go in for a physical driver's test. I guarantee you, unfortunately, there'll be a lot of elderly drivers that may lose their license, but it's about safety. And it's a safety for them and safety for everybody else on the road. And if they can prove they can operate the vehicle, because I've encountered elderly individuals in their 90s, and they drive perfectly fine. They're good drivers. I'll tell you a story about an accident scene that I worked where I got there, and the driver that got hit said that their light was green and that the elderly driver had went through and struck them. I had an independent witness that had said the same thing, that wasn't involved in the accident, but said the same thing, that unfortunately the elderly person had a red light and the driver that was hit had a green light. I went to the very nice elderly woman, and I asked her what happened, and she said that she went through the intersection, and all she knows is the car hit her. Well, when I explained to her that she had ran a red light, her, God bless her, she was a nice lady, her response to me was, "What traffic light?" So she didn't even acknowledge or know, she was very sweet, that there was even a traffic light there, let alone that it was actually red. So, of course, I got her, you know, driver and got her safely home from the intersection. And in Missouri, we can do what we call a driver condition report. And I did one and sent it off to the state on that driver. And they can either send her back to a doctor or they can have her actually physically retest the driver's test. There's lots of things they can do to make sure that that driver is safe. But that driver, yes, the bigger issue was she did, bless her heart, she didn't even realize there was a traffic light there, let alone it was red or green.
Phil, I don't dispute anything that you said regarding making drivers of a certain age take a test, but it's my
understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, there aren't people already on staff at the DMVs in Kansas, for sure. I don't know about Missouri, to administer these tests. Now we're adding on a totally new bureaucracy.
In Missouri, there is. Missouri is ran through Missouri State Highway Patrol, their Department of Public Safety. They're full-time individuals, and they're driver examinators, and they actually wear a uniform, and that's their whole job. Now, okay. You are correct. That will require probably the hiring of more to facilitate the drivers after 80 years old. That's why I say that the age should be 80 or 85. I've even encountered, you know, drivers in their 70s that shouldn't drive, but you can't count, you can't start it too young, or Scott, you're exactly right. It's going to cost too much money, unfortunately, and the system isn't ready to do it. But in Missouri, we have full-time examinators at different locations that are run by the Highway Patrol, and that's what they do, and they're there full-time.
Phil, great call. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And I think, too, for a lot of cognitive decline, it happens quick in some cases. You could test, you know, and then 2 years later have fallen off a cliff, you know, from a cognitive standpoint. So, you know, the trick is, at what age does that start to happen statistically?
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's one of my favorite people on the planet. Barb in Odessa. Happy Thanksgiving.
Me too. Oh, I wanted to tell you that. I wanted to tell everybody, Sam and the whole group, I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving and a safe one. I have a couple things I wanted to ask you real quick. I'm 87, Scott, and I drive everywhere, and I take other people to the grocery store. I have a 300 Hemi car, and I don't have a bit of trouble driving. I'm very careful. And now, if I was a danger to somebody, I would not drive my car.
But I believe every word that you just said.
Yeah, because I don't have anybody to help me. So, you know, I have to do everything myself. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, the other day I heard this on the news, that the driver's license office, when you go in to get your driver's license, they take the information and they're selling it to people.
That is correct.
How can they do that?
Because driving is a privilege, not a right. And the state of Missouri makes about, if I remember the story right from last week, the state of Missouri made about $100,000 a year doing that last year. The state of Kansas apparently has a better sales model, and they made a little over $1 million.
Oh, well, I have a chauffeur's license, so it used to be 5 years, but now when you're older, they take it to 3 years where you get a chauffeur's. So, I love you guys, and tell Dana, I hope she's having a good time, and y'all have a blessed day.
I talked to Dana this morning. She's having a wonderful time hanging out with her parents,
down in Mississippi. And Barb, we love you too.
Data is the most expensive thing on the planet right now, and the state of Missouri is only getting $100K. Y'all need to step it up.
I'm telling you. Did you not see that story last week?
If you're going to sell my information, at least sell it for a good price.
Yeah. The state of Missouri made about $100,000 last year. The state of Kansas made over $1 million selling your data, your name, your birth date, your address.
To corporate America, basically?
To corporate America. That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What are we signing where we're giving them permission to do that?
Your driver's license.
So when I accept a driver's license, somewhere in my paperwork it says I am volunteering to give my data.
It's possible.
Okay. I didn't think they could do that unless they had explicit permission from me as a person.
I don't know how they get around it. I don't know if it's because it is a privilege, not a right, or if there is some sort of fine print, so to speak. In when you sign your name on your driver's license,
ever seen the document that before you sign at the DMV, they've never turned the screen around and said,
No. Yeah,
well, you know, just so you know what you're signing, go ahead and read these 78,000 bullet points.
Mm-hmm. Then they shouldn't have permission. If I don't have a chance to examine it, they shouldn't have that permission.
So I went to a business yesterday where I was handed a large manila envelope that had at least 15 sign here or initial here tabs. And they said, you can either do it here or you can take it home, whatever you want to do. And I told him, I said, with respect, I'm taking it home because I am that guy. I am that guy who reads every word, except apparently when I go to the DMV. I will read every word before I put my signature on it. Lesson learned from my father. Don't ever sign something you don't know what you're signing.
And from the text line, is that legal? I would follow that question up with, do they care? Pushback.
Jim in Topeka, you get the last word, my friend. Hello, Jim.
Hello there. Well, I'm 75. I have the CDL. I'm driving a quad axle dump truck in one of my job deals that I work full time at, and can spread rock on a road that you don't have to do anything to but drive over when I'm done. So I do not have a problem with physically being able to drive and do at 75 so far. But yeah, there is some physical limitations that we're going to have to find a way to test, because there's people that do not have that ability, and that can dwindle fast. But age isn't as much a deal as testing for the reaction, testing for a cognitive test. So take care, my friend.
All right, be well, Jim. Take care. And you know, with respect to those who are more mature than the three of us, they are the last ones who are going to be willing to acknowledge or admit that there's a problem. Hence the awkward conversations that a lot of kids, and by kids, I mean, you get my point, 50, 60-year-old people are having to have with their parents, saying, Mom, it's just not there anymore. You know, Dad, I remember near the end of my dad's life, we had to tell him, you know, you can't drive anymore.
Mm.
And that's a hard thing to say to somebody who's, you know, lieutenant colonel in the Army and Army Ranger, and you got to tell them, hey, man, you can't drive the car anymore.
Don't tell me what to do.
Even a better reason to hand it off to the state. Let them test for it. Let them make the decision.
Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. News is next with Dan Weinbaum.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.